That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. You know, I thought it was a fluke, Raven. So we were talking about this off the air yesterday that each of us has our own container of Lysol wipes at our stations here in the studio.
That's right.
And mine disappeared. And I was like, who stole my Lysol
wipes? I told
you,
somebody snatched them, man.
Right. And there's not, I mean, there's literally almost nobody left in this
seven
whole
of us.
Building. There's seven of us left.
Right.
And we never even see the other people.
It's true.
And then I heard about it that my friends were saying that people were going into these big box stores and they were stealing the toilet paper, like, from the bathrooms. Like, they were going into these gas stations on the service areas.
Right.
And they were stealing those things, too. They were just taking them out of the bathroom, like toilet paper rolls and tissues and all, like, the
survivalistic mentality, right?
I mean, but
it's
that's
only
all,
my needs are the only needs that matter at this point.
That's all I need to know about you. If you're stealing other people's supplies that they have gotten themselves, come on.
Well,
I get it, but come on.
I mean, what if you don't have any at home? So do you just, you could move into the bathroom, I suppose,
just
and then
look
therefore
harder.
You're using it in the spot, right?
Trust me, I get it. The what I had to go through to get paper towels in the last 24 hours.
You know, I was looking for soft soap for like a month.
Yeah.
Now I found it twice in the past week. So you're right. You just have to get a little bit more creative as to where you're looking.
Got to be persistent. You got to keep going. Yeah.
And you might have to pay a premium, to be honest. You know, if you hit these smaller markets, a lot of them have these supplies that you're not finding in the big box stores. Are they a little bit more? Sure, but isn't everything in a smaller market often that, you know, you go there, but it's hand-picked. It's a boutique-type style thing.
Right.
I mean, if you have a market on your corner, that's what your local market is.
I think I bought, like, the Crabtree, I have, like, hand soap. Like, you know, like that.
Right.
Hand, stuff that I would never smell.
But you were like, I gotta have it.
I'm like, I gotta have soap.
I gotta have it.
Now we all smell like oranges. Cool.
Yeah. If you have to, while driving down the highway, constantly reach your hand out and pull up your brand new windshield wipers because they're so fancy they just don't actually work.
Oh.
That's all I need to know about you. I've been waiting on these wipers to get here for a week and a half. I mean, it's not essential materials with Amazon, so I understand. I've been waiting.
Right.
But I had to weather through like three rainstorms and one of my windshield wipers was like half hanging off.
Right.
It was really bad. And I got a new windshield, so I was trying not to scratch it. And so now these new ones, these super fancy ones, they're so fancy, they don't actually work.
Did you, like, actually do any research about whether they were
put them on,
good, or did you just buy them on
Amazon? I mean, the reviews were good.
Did you check where the reviews were from? Were they Russian bots? Check?
Is rain different in Russia? I don't know. I mean, I figured they would like to be visually available to see down the road in Russia as much as here.
Maybe not. Right? all you have to do is fill in the blank. 1-800-330-9999. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What's a silly argument you've had with your significant other? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Obviously, a lot of time together, you start getting a little nitpicky about nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Things are stressful out there. They're stressful in the world, right?
Yep.
And you don't want to be saying the same thing over and over again to your partner. Like, I'm stressed. This stinks. I'm bored. That kind of thing, because that just gets grating. So sooner or later, when you're not expressing yourself all the time, that stuff is going to blow up. Volcano.
Right. Yeah. I posted an article on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven about whether or not you've become closer with your family during this, the people that you're quarantined with.
Right.
Or is it have kind of dragged you apart? Because research is showing that is bringing people together. And I see that, but I was shocked by how many people said, no, we're ready to kill each other.
Right.
Three fights I've had with my husband in the last 3 days.
Go.
Number one, I came home from the studio here at work.
Yeah.
And every single time he watches me wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already annoying that he does that.
Yes.
But then he finally said to me the other day, are you washing your hands good enough? Good enough.
Right.
I was like, Oh, because I'm a child and
right.
You're the washing hands police now?
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
You're the washing hands expert.
That was fight number one.
Fight number one.
Number two.
Yeah.
When we go for walks, because we go for walks with the girls every day to get them out of the house,
sure.
You know, I don't understand why he has to walk so far ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
What rush are you in? We have nowhere to be and nowhere to go. Why are you like a block ahead of me, like walking, speed walking? Why can't you walk with me? My legs are half the length of your legs. I'm only 5'1". You're 6'3". So if you're walking half a block and your legs are longer, it doesn't make any sense to me. Just walk next to me. Walk a little slower.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, that is a real problem.
Yep.
Right. No, that's true.
Third fight we had. I came home from work yesterday. They wait for me to eat,
yeah.
Right? Because they, you know, God forbid anybody else in the house actually cook something, you
know? Or make a sandwich.
I mean, it's lunch.
I mean, they don't even have to make something grand.
Right. So I said to him, okay, I have rolls. I'm going to make eggs on rolls. He goes, I'll have a bacon, egg, and cheese. And I was like, I'm not making bacon. And I was like, I don't work at Dunkin' Donuts. I am not Panera Bread. You cannot put it in an order.
Right.
Like, as if I am some kind of like restaurant. This is what I'm making. A fried egg on a roll. Do you want it or not?
Okay. Right. Wow.
Yep.
All right.
That's happening in my house.
You went for three, so I'll give you the last three things that made me crawl the walls here.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm always under a constant attack about naps. All right? Naps. I take more naps in the winter than I do in the summer because there's less to do and I can't go outside and I'm tired that time of day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. So I'm napping and naps always anger my wife. They always, always anger my wife. And it's not only just that I took a nap, it's the location of my nap. Even though she sleeps 2 hours later than me every single day and we go to bed at the same time, she can't rationalize why it is I need a nap.
That's because she's bored and then she finally get home and she gets upset.
It was our 5-year anniversary. Do you see how much I've aged in the photos in the last 5 years when we've been doing this?
Yeah.
The new thing is taking off my shoes at the front door. So I only go one place every day. It's here. And there's nobody here but you and me.
Right.
And I don't go anywhere else. So when I go home, I feel like I should be able to take off the sneakers in a leisurely fashion. All right. But she's like, no, I got to take it right at the door, right there as I step in, or else I'm bringing COVID into the house.
Right.
And then those sneakers can't be used anywhere else.
Yep.
If I wear sneakers to the backyard, she wants those off in there too. And the other one is whenever we play ball, we have to play ball with the dogs every single night in the house, right? And whenever the ball goes under the couch, she always goes, why does Dad throw the ball under the couch?
Right. Why do you?
The dog kicked the ball.
Oh.
I didn't do anything.
Why did you throw it there?
Oh, it drives me insane.
1-800-330-9999. It's some trying times. What is the last silly argument you've gotten into with your significant other? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's the last silly fight you had with your significant other? When you're with the same person all the time, you start picking fights about nonsense, and I have had some big ones over the last 72 hours.
There's a lot of tension, man. We play ball with the dogs every single night, and my wife keeps saying that I throw the balls under the couch on purpose. I don't. The dog kicks the ball under the couch.
My husband inspects me when I get home from the studio and watches me wash my hands and then questions whether I wash them quote unquote good enough.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to lose my mind. And that was just one of the several fights we've had over nonsense. We asked on our Facebook page, what was the last silly argument you had with your significant other? Ginger wrote, we fought about him repeatedly hanging his heavy coat on the back of our dining room chairs when the coat closet is 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I do that also. Yeah. Stacy wrote, my husband locked me out of the bathroom to shower, and we only have one bathroom, and I had to pee. This happens in my house a lot, too, because we only have one full bath upstairs and a half bath downstairs. But there's four of us. Granted, the little ones in diapers, but the three of us, for some reason, I never understand if you're showering upstairs, you got to leave the door unlocked. If I'm upstairs, like, I just want to go to the bathroom.
No, I don't want you coming in the bathroom while I'm taking a shower.
Why?
You ruined my hot air.
What are you talking about?
It's nice and humid air in there.
Get out of here.
You open the door, you change the temperature.
Pamela wrote, I'm not used to the hubby being home for three meals a day, and I pay for the groceries, and he's eating every day like if it's last day on earth, and I told him to stop, and it didn't go over well. Oh, here's my favorite. Beverly wrote, we got into a fight because I told him to stop putting the puzzle pieces in after I did the border all by myself. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was your ridiculous fight with your significant other?
My husband, I love him, refuses to throw out the mail. He says that the envelopes are contaminated, so he's putting them each in a plastic bag. And it's like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why go through the trouble of putting the trash in plastic bags? I mean, is the point just to throw out Ziploc bags?
Wait, what? Like, what is he? What do you mean? He takes it out of the mailbox,
right,
and he puts it in a Ziploc bag, then he throws it away?
Evidence folder.
Oh.
Yeah, it sort of seems like that.
My biggest pet peeve is that he gets the mail because he's all excited to go outside to get it.
Yeah.
But then he puts it on the counter, and then he just leaves it on the counter for me to deal with.
Oh, okay. Do you disinfect it or anything like that? Or do you?
No.
No.
I go through it, and then I throw it in the garbage, and that's it.
Yeah. I wash my hands after.
Oh, I don't even think I do that.
Oh, good. Maybe go get some potato chips.
I mean, come on.
Lick your fingers, that kind of thing.
I mean, I don't lick my fingers normally.
We have a process where my wife goes out on the porch when we get a package, and she opens the box with gloves on, and then she places the items inside a plastic bag. She takes the items out of the box, places them inside the plastic bag, I carry them in, and the box then sits at the front of our house for like a week.
I feel like what you and Alicia do is on par with putting your mail in Ziploc bags and throwing them out.
If you say so.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last silly fight you got into with your significant other?
My wife won't talk to me right now because I told her she's using her time at the grocery store as a social hour. She'll go to the grocery store and she'll coordinate it with like six other people who are shopping with her.
Right.
And they'll all go to the grocery store individually. And then when they're in the grocery store, they're taking forever and, you know, not exactly practice social distancing.
It's a grocery cart convoy line. That's what that is.
Right.
Six friends going in at once.
I mean,
it's a convoy.
Yeah.
And you pull the horn as you go down and everybody pulls the horn. You put your trucker hats on. It's a convoy.
To me, that's so strange because I feel like no one is talking to anybody at the grocery store with the masks on. So you can't even
see
anybody.
Yell it over your shoulder.
Right.
Hey, girl.
Right. Why don't you just do a drive-by?
Oh, they got wipes. I'll put one aside for you.
Please. We know there's no wipes.
Right.
I could understand maybe spending a little extra time being out because you need a break from your family.
Sure.
I could certainly see that. But I don't understand meeting your friends at the grocery store so you guys can kind of side-by-side
shop. I got a friend goes to happy hour twice a week in the bar parking lot.
Really?
Swear to God.
It's weird. Home cook idol for the last 2 weeks. We've been taking your submission at annaandraven.com. We want to see the dishes that you're making in your kitchen. And of course, we can't taste them, we can't smell them, but we can judge them based solely on what they look like.
Really let us down there, scratch and sniff scientists. Where you been the last 2 decades?
It's Anna and Raven. Joining us from the Food Network, it's Chef Plum. We have our last contender this morning. And this one, it confuses me because I think it's supposed to be fancy, but I look at this and I get scared.
Big shout out to everybody. We've gotten so many submissions. These plates look great. Everybody keep on cooking when this is all done, man, because the plates have looked fantastic for the most part.
Mm.
I mean, you went straight there for a minute. He was like, everybody keep cooking. I love it.
For the most part.
All right, so set this one up, man.
Ben has sent in to us. It is a frutti di mare amalfitano. So what this is squid, tubes and tentacles, baby shrimp, minced clams, Kalamata olives, sliced hot cherry peppers, anchovies, diced tomatoes, garlic, shallots, oregano, salt, crushed red pepper over squid ink pasta.
Oh,
it looks like worms.
Frutti di mare usually means fruit of the sea, I think. My Italian might be a little off there,
but
I think it's fruit of the sea.
Yep.
A very, very traditional dish. He's got all the right components here, Raven.
Yeah. Just, you know what? I got to be honest, and maybe it's childish, but the squid ink colored pasta is really, that's hard for me to look at. That's hard for me to want to put that in my mouth. And then there was at least a couple sea creatures in there that I'm not sure I've ever heard of before. And I'm not sure I want to eat them for the first time all in this one combination. I think this is supposed to be delicious, but I am also a little bit fearful.
Well, Anna, you were brought up on Italian food. You look at this. What do you think when you see it?
Well, I love a good seafood dish. A frutti di mare is like, I love it. It's my favorite. But I, ever since I've been a kid, and even when my dad makes it, I have a real problem with the squid ink pasta.
Yeah.
It looks like brown and black worms. On a plate. And
worms!
I can't get over, like, the I think ink, and I think, like, it's disgusting, and I can't bring myself to eat it.
You know, listen, I'm not with you guys on the squid ink pasta. It's a good choice. It doesn't really have a bunch of crazy flavors. It tastes just like pasta. I think my problem when I look at this dish is going to be the olives. Olives can be so overpowering in food, probably killing all the seafood flavor in this dish.
But wait a minute. Back to the squid ink. If it tastes just like regular pasta, why do we have to put squid ink in it?
Because it looks different.
Doesn't make sense.
There you go.
That's why?
It's more for show. Yeah, it doesn't really change the flavor very much.
So then why are we putting it in there? It's like if you're eating an apple, you don't just dye it purple and put in, like, crayon ink just to make it purple. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, I would be more likely to try a purple apple than I would a black piece of pasta. I got to be honest.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I know that after all the years working with you guys on the show and coming in and trying to teach a few skills, Anna, I feel like you're finally listening to me. What you're thinking about is something called non-functional garnish. If it doesn't have a point, why is it in the plate? I don't know.
That's what I was thinking about. Non-functional garnish.
Right.
Right. Clearly.
She just got hung up on that. Couldn't get it out of
her
mouth.
I was like, it's a non-functional garnish. It doesn't make sense to me. That's what I was thinking.
All right,
yeah,
so
the
what do
olives
we say?
Are going to kill this dish for me. The olives are going to kill the dish. It's not my favorite. You know, listen, some people like to see the tentacles of the squid coming out of the dish. I'm not a fan of that. If you're going to have them in there, hide them in the dish a little bit more. And I don't like the olives. That's just my opinion.
I feel like
how about
Ben,
some herbs on top of it? Ben, finish it with herbs.
Ben put together a good dish, and we all, like 5-year-olds, rejected it.
Right. He's like a professional chef, and we're right. like, nope. It has that weird
it looks
pasta.
Yucky. It looks yucky.
It's got non-functional garnish into it.
Wiggly things. Ew, are those tentacles? Yuck.
Chef Plum, is this going to Hollywood?
Listen, I know we talked about, we kind of gave it a hard time, but listen, this is a classic dish. It's done properly. It needs a little green on it, but this dish is going to Hollywood.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's on you, Paula Abdul, Anna Zapp. Is that an answer?
Yeah!
I think that's a yes.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to Hollywood. I'll eat the fish on it. I'm just not going to eat that pasta.
All right.
All right. We're going to put every finalist from this week up at 11 o'clock this morning, and you're going to judge who gets the $100 gift card to Target. Home Chef Idol. Plum, thank you for joining us for the last 2 weeks and doing it for us.
You guys are awesome. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you soon.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. We used to be our habit that at night we would sit on the couch and we would talk about what we have going on the next day. So I'm like, what's on the agenda for tomorrow? And he looked at me and he's like, nothing. There is nothing on the agenda. And it's so true. Like, what? There's nothing to do.
Yeah, it's literally the same conversations over and over.
Yep.
I'm bored. There's nothing to do. This sucks.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, the weather isn't cooperating at all
either.
And it's just up and down, up and down. And again, this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
One nice day, one crappy day. I'm trying to figure out if we need to wake up at like 7 a.m. tomorrow morning so that we can make it to the park with the dogs before they close the parking lot.
Oh, they closed the parking lot last week.
Right as we were pulling up.
It's a big thing now. It's like you have to check the state parks before you go because once they reach a certain amount of cars, they close everything down.
We hiked in through another part of the woods.
I believe that's illegal.
Well,
yeah.
We didn't do that. No.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess maybe it is illegal, huh?
It is illegal. You're
I thought that was
that.
Fake.
No, you actually had mentioned it once before, and I gave you a look. I'm like, and near where I live, they use caution tape, and they block off all the ways in, so you can't get in there, but you're not supposed to
do
that.
I mean, it's the woods, though. There's a lot of ways into the woods.
Well, they don't want you to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
Right. What have you been cooking, Alicia? Everyone, like all my friends, like the big topic of conversation is like, we're so sick of everything. We're cooking. We hate cooking. We're bored. Even the takeout. We're like, okay, we order the same thing all the time. What's been like the different things you've been putting on the table? Or Raven has been doing.
So, what is he cooking? Yeah. Okay, Anna.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so overcooking. I actually made myself, and I say myself because he won't eat chili. I made myself a pot of chili the other night, and it was fantastic and fairly healthy, except for the bread that I put with it. But I'm so overcooking, and we've only had takeout like twice.
Oh, see, we cook
three times.
We have to have takeout twice a week. That's like the thing because it's the only thing that gets me mentally through all the cooking.
I did hit the jackpot. I was forced to go to Walmart. Oh my gosh, awful. I don't recommend anybody go to Walmart. But on the way out, since I survived it, I was exhausted. I was so mentally drained. I walked by the 75% off Easter candy, and there was so much left. It wasn't just like the nasty jelly beans left over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was peanut butter, eggs, and everything because nobody did Easter baskets this year. I got so much candy that I do not need for like $5. It was incredible. And then, of course, by the time I got home, I felt so guilty that I bought it because I shouldn't be eating it.
Right.
But that was my reward for making it through Walmart because apparently nobody feels the need to wear masks anymore since they've been told to.
I bit off the head off one of my daughter's Easter rabbits chocolates, the dark chocolate one. It was a Godiva one.
Oh, yeah.
I opened up the thing and it just was calling my name. It was like, it's okay, Anna. Just eat my face. It was
right.
Like, eat my face, eat my head, eat my ears. And I didn't feel bad about it.
Did it say stop at any point, or did you get all the way down to its legs?
No. Once I got to its neck,
oh, okay.
It was like, please stop eating
me. It was gurgling.
Right. It's like, stop eating my head. This is probably not good for me.
Oh, I paired my peanut butter cups with a glass of red wine. So red wine's supposed to be healthy, so I felt a little bit better about it.
Yeah.
It's like working out.
just like eating salad. Yep.
Right.
So what kind of grade do you want to give Raven as a husband? Has he been supporting you and being there for you and being good or?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. He comes home and takes 3-hour naps. Like, it's not even normal. Who does that? You two are up very early. Do you go home and sleep for 3 hours?
3 hours? I got kids. What are you, crazy?
I thought a nap was like 45 minutes yes. to an hour. This dude sleeps for 2-3 hours.
That's not normal. We've talked about this before. His naps are too long. Usually,
I just read it's good. It fights against heart disease.
No, you're making that up. That's not real.
I read it.
I mean, it's almost as long as he sleeps at night.
Yeah, it's not good.
So I'm frustrated because, you know, he just naps. And then when he gets up, I mean, it's not like he actually gets up. He just sits up.
Oh, that's good. So what kind of grade do you want to give him? Oh, he's got to reach for the remote.
He's going to get a D. He's going to get a D because I can't anymore, Anna. I'm done. Yeah.
Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. Let's start. Yesterday, during Trump's coronavirus briefing, he let us in on a couple of his ideas to deal with COVID-19.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that.
Wait a minute. Did he just suggest that we take Lysol and
inject it?
It's like an oil change. Right. I see the logic, but...
Do you? Because the scientists immediately said people will die.
Whoa, right. The first person on the chair.
No,
right. The janitor walks in and goes, what? That doesn't sound right, man.
We made fun of all those kids with the Tide Pods. We didn't know. Like, they were right on.
No wonder they're not getting sick.
Those millennials.
They built up the immunity.
That's true. Yeah, so they did come forward and say, no, please don't inject yourself with bleach.
I get what he's thinking. On the one hand.
Who knows? Who knows anymore? You know, I was just thinking about this, and I was getting so frustrated because we laugh. We're like, okay, we know we're not supposed to inject each other with bleach. But
right. But they're throwing everything
out there.
Yeah,
right.
They are throwing everything at it in these labs. Testing. I mean, I saw something the other day. They were like, lice medication shows promise. And I'm like, who thought of that?
And then, like, think about it. All the things that we thought were to be true are not even true anymore. So, right. Remember that 99% of people have the fever, right?
Right.
Today, it's breaking that.
Less than a third.
Less than a third patients show that fever.
It's very confusing.
Maybe injecting bleach.
You know what?
Who knows?
Get the bleach, man. I'll try it.
No, you're not going to try it.
No, you're right. I'm not going to try it.
Nobody try that unless you're working with a doctor.
Nobody try it.
Second thing you need to know this hour, New York Governor Cuomo says they tested 3,000 people across New York to see how many people had the antibodies. Now, these were not essential workers. These are people that were just out at the grocery stores, the box stores.
Get over here. We're going to test you.
And this is what he said.
But what we found so far is the statewide number is 13.9% tested positive for having the antibodies.
So how that breaks down is about 16.7% of Long Islanders have tested positive to have these antibodies. 21.2% of New York City residents, 11.7% in Westchester. Now, again, this is a small sample size. 3,000 sounds like
a lot of people.
But it's still not as many as it could be on why, but it should give you a good sample of how many people already had this, maybe never had symptoms, and have built some kind of immunity to it.
I don't know. Wipe it down with bleach.
Wipe everything down. Bleach. Don't inject it.
Wipe it down.
So while New York is focusing on how many residents have these virus antibodies, might be helping people get back to work sooner, Connecticut Governor Lamont has been working in developing ways to do tracing. And yesterday he announced a powerhouse team, but he did clear up a big kind of confusion happening across Connecticut.
May 20th is the date I said we're not going to be opening any schools by. May 20th is the date that we hope we have more information on testing, more information on contact tracking, and more information in terms of the gowns and the protective gear.
They're saying more likely it's June, and I'm one of those people.
I heard that.
I thought, like, for sure. I was like, May 20th? Okay, so that's when things start reopening, and maybe the kids will go to school. That's not the truth.
Yeah, wait and see. Wait and see approach going on here.
And the third thing you need to know this hour, all eyes are on Georgia today as they're set to reopen. Not even President Trump agrees with it.
I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of the phase one guidelines.
Yep, so that's tattoo parlors, hair salons, bowling alleys. Everything is set to open today. I think we just watch and we just like eat our popcorn and see what happens.
Of course. I have like 13 tattoos, but there is no way I would be going to get a tattoo right now. No way.
I just want to know when we're all allowed to go back to normal, is the first place you're going to go a tattoo parlor? Maybe.
Some people are just like, I got to get there.
Where I'm going to go to the bowling alley. That's for sure. It's the bright side. All the good things that are happening in your community. It's Anna and Raven. How many Zoom meetings are you sick of taking? I can't. Like, no more Zoom meetings. So many Zoom meetings.
And stop calling me on FaceTime. Right. People just calling on FaceTime now without video permission. I hate it.
But how about a Zoom meeting, not with your boss, but with a reptile? Yeah. Riverside Reptiles Education Center in Enfield is now offering Zoom meet and greets with their animals. Here they are explaining why.
With schools being closed, we had transitioned our traveling programs to virtual outreach using the Zoom platform. And this is a safe and fun way to engage families from the comfort of their own home.
Should be noted that she's making those comments while holding what looks to be like a 12-foot albino python. So you know what? I'm cool with that. Yeah. I've actually seen this, too, is like, so now one of the fun things, too, is, so that's, you know, birthdays and stuff they're focusing on, but I saw that you can invite, like, a llama to your conference call.
You can.
To your meetings and whatnot, and they feel like, you know, it just eases the tension there, and there'll be, like, a pig or, like, a llama in a farm setting, like, all these different things.
Yeah. I'm into bringing animals into the Zoom meetings. It makes things a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but it's actually a good idea, too.
I like the idea of not explaining it to people, just having the llama zoom in, yeah. And then you're just like, you just go on with your meeting like normal.
And staying on the same topic as animals, Gary Kaufman runs a pet food bank out of his Middle Island home, and he knew that there was an extra need for help, and here he is explaining why.
It's bad right now. So there's a lot of people with no paychecks going week to week with whatever's left in their bank account.
Now, what's really important to know about Gary is that he has like a full-time regular job, but
sure.
He comes home from work and then he does all this extra work. He lives on, you know, like a couple of acres, I think it said, and he has all these animals there. But also he knows that he needs to feed all these local animals that also need help. And I've noticed, too, like where I normally get my pet food.
Yeah.
Everybody's running low. Everybody's on delay.
Sure.
It's a little bit harder than it usually is. And there is a way that you can get food from him. You just call and set it up. No questions asked. And he sets it up for you. And you can just come get it from his home.
I either put somebody's name on it or I take a picture of the pile. I send it to the person's phone. This is your pile. You come get it at 10 o'clock. Someone else come at 11.
Yeah, but this isn't the first time he's been doing this, Raven. He started this organization called Nobody Starves on Long Island back in 2016. And now more than ever, he's been busy.
Yeah, that's incredible work. Thank you.
And why does he do it?
I just love what I'm doing, or else I wouldn't do it.
I love that. He just does it because he loves it and he loves the animals. Tanya wants to work out. She misses the gym. So she says to her husband, now's the time. We've been saying this forever. Let's just buy it. The Peloton, the work equipment. Let's set up our own home gym. But he's like, I know how this is going to work. You're going to say you want it. And then you know what's going to happen. It's going to come. We're going to spend all this money. And then you aren't going to use it.
Yeah. I mean, working out and dedicating yourself, that definitely takes an allotment of time, which, of course, we all have right now at this point. But, you know, again, Corey says, Tanya, you haven't consistently gone at this, and a Peloton's a huge investment. We're not going to do this.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Hi, I am on Tanya's side. For the most part, I think that if she wants it and she's going to use it, then she says she's going to use it. And then even if she ends up not using it, then I don't know. That's her own fault.
There you go. That's it.
But I figured right. I was going to finish stronger, but I don't know. Right. Now that's thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Maybe she can get like a Craigslist version of this, right? So you're not getting a Peloton. You're not finding a Peloton on Craigslist. But you can find like a regular pedal bike. You find like a
Schwinn.
Peloton.
It's a Schwinn.
It's a Peloton. Right. Yeah. A Don Schwinn.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us. They let us know what the problem is, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Corey and Tanya. Tanya, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
Well, just spending a lot of time in the house, as you know, as everyone is, and I would like to invest in some exercise equipment and get in, like, optimal shape right now. And my husband is, like, completely put kibosh on that.
Yeah, some of this stuff is pretty pricey. What is it that you're after? What do you want to get? I mean, I love that mirror gym thing on
the
wall.
I want that, too.
But it's got to be, like, $3,000, right?
Know.
It's got to be.
I'm sure you could finance it. What are you looking to get?
Exactly. Yes, I love the mirror thing and the Peloton especially, and they have, like, great financing right now.
Mm. The Peloton's like $2,500.
Yeah, but you could do a 3-year deal, $100 a month.
I'm familiar with how pyramid schemes and you know, timeshare condos and you know, how
but
we finance boats and exercise equipment too. What's your side of this, Corey? What's going on?
I'm absolutely against it. You nailed it, comparing it to like a timeshare thing, man. Like, I know we're home, but after this quarantine is over, we're never going to use this stuff. It's just not going to happen.
It will be the best laundry rack ever.
Oh, it's going to take up so much space. You know, the novelty's going to wear off, and then we're stuck with just these giant. It's going to be like, you know, permanent art in our living room. It's just it makes no sense to me.
No, I disagree. We can really get going. After this is all over, it's going to be such a part of our routine, and we can stick with it.
I agree.
It's the classic back-and-forth tennis match here. I love it.
I mean, she's such an outdoor person, too. Like, she loves nature and everything. She's going to want to go outside the minute this is done. She's going to want to go hiking and everything else. There's no way.
Right. Once you can ride your regular bike, you would think so. But, you know, going back into the fall and winter or rainy days, that type of thing, it could be big. Either way, it is an investment.
Here's a question I have. Tanya, are you normally a fit person? Like, do you go to the gym often? Do you exercise regularly?
It's like always up and down. Like, I get big streaks and then I taper off, but I'm really trying to you know, get a good schedule going, like commit to it this time.
Okay. Yeah. I say the same thing when I play poker or craps. So,
yeah. Well, I understand where she's coming from. What we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Tanya. Make the investment. Now's the time to do it. Why not? You know, this might be a new health kick that you guys are on together. But they may see Corey's side, too, that it's going to be a waste of money going forward. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Tanya says this is the time to invest in that home gym that they've been talking about for years. Get the Peloton. Get all the workouts. Stuff. Her husband, Corey, says this is a fad and you're not going to use it. It's going to be a waste of money.
Yeah, it sounds like she's been having this conversation mostly with herself.
It's Anna and Raven, Couples Court. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on Corey's side. Oh, because I bought a treadmill. My wife told me not to buy it, but I bought it. I, like, 21 days ago, I just used it for one week.
You used it 1 week and now you quit.
But it was a good week. You were so healthy that week.
I quit because I bought a PS4. That's your problem.
Right. You bought the video game system. Maybe she should get rid of the Peloton. She should just get a new iPad.
There you go.
Right. Where she imagines herself biking through these areas.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. My girlfriend actually has been doing home workouts for the last week, and I was really into fitness for a long time. There's plenty of stuff you can do either using body weight exercises or smaller weights like dumbbells and elastic bands. And if she really wants some of the equipment, my girlfriend literally got a $2,000 treadmill for free checking on apps like Let Go and Craigslist and Facebook. You know, you can get cheaper equipment than $3,000 or use what you have at your disposal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. Like, this obsession with Peloton, it'll wear off. I mean, I bought my wife a Peloton for Christmas because she felt like she needed one so badly. And now I'm using it a lot more than she does. Like, she barely uses it. Now, all of a sudden, she says running outside is important for her mental health. So the Peloton is sitting there not getting used. And every once in a while, I hop on it just because I feel like I'm wasting money. It
shows up like a car payment.
Yeah, but do you love to spin now? Like, do you love to spin and you're doing something healthy for yourself?
No, I don't love to spin. I'm literally just doing it because I feel like it's a waste of money if no one uses it. You know what I mean?
If his kid dropped out of college, he'd just go sit in the classroom for a while, right? No, I get it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Corey, our audience agreed with you this morning. Tanya, this is a great idea now, but the question is it going to be worth the money in the long run?
Right.
And most people said probably not. I'm sorry.
No. Really?
Yes. Good. Common sense wins the day.
I don't agree with that. I feel like this is time to just get going with a new, you know, routine.
I'd love to take it for a spin myself over the next, you know, few weeks and decide whether or not it was going to be something great for me. And, of course, they always say that you can send those things back up to a certain amount of time. But I don't know how you can do that in COVID time. So, sorry, it didn't work out this time. Maybe just set up an old stationary bike in front of a window.
There you go. You don't even need a bike. Just pedal in the air. Yeah. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Oh, my God. It's Colleen.
All right, Colleen. It's your turn. Ask Raven to leave the room, please.
Raven, we're big fans. Me and my son, Joe. Please leave the room.
Good luck, Colleen.
All right.
No mercy.
Do you have the cheat sheet?
We did the cheat sheet.
All right. Colleen, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to play?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay. Number one, Brian Luttrell and his family videoed themselves making Swedish meatballs in a cooking lesson. Which boy band is Brian a part of along with Kevin, AJ, Nick, and Howie?
The Backstreet Boys.
Number two, Halle Berry says that Pierce Brosnan saved her from choking on a fig when they were shooting Die Another Day in 2002. What character did Pierce Brosnan play in that movie?
007 James Bond.
Number three, Saturday Night Live will air another quarantine episode this weekend. What SNL writer and star is engaged to Scarlett Johansson?
Colin Jost.
Number four, Tom Brady walked into the wrong house in Tampa Bay. Just walked into a neighbor's house, thought it was somebody else's, and it was the wrong house. Who was Tom Brady's first wife?
Oh, Jesus, she's Irish. I forget her name. Sorry.
That's okay. You're right, though. She is Irish. Number five, Parks and Rec is reunited for a scripted special on NBC next Thursday. Amy Poehler plays what lead character?
Oh, my God. I never watched Parks and Rec. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You should, though, because it's the best.
I will.
And my Amy Poehler is my friend. I mean, she's not really my friend, but in my mind, she's my friend. Come back.
What are you talking about in here?
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right. I'm ready. Let's go.
Colleen got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Brian Luttrell and his family videoed themselves making Swedish meatballs in a cooking lesson. Which boy band is Brian a part of, along with Kevin, AJ, Nick, and Howie?
Oh, yeah. Backstreet Boys?
Yep.
Woo!
I know. You were like, is Justin Timberlake in that one? No, then it's got to be Not in Sync.
Right. It's one of like two others other than that.
Number two, Halle Berry said that Pierce Brosnan saved her from choking on a fig while they were shooting Die Another Day in 2002.
Yeah.
What character did Pierce Brosnan play in that movie?
James Bond. And he was a decent Bond. He looks like you think James Bond should look. And then Daniel Craig was born.
Number three, SNL will air another quarantine episode this weekend. What's SNL writer and star is engaged to Scarlett Johansson?
Colin Jost
is correct. Number four, Tom Brady walked into the wrong house in Tampa Bay.
I know. He's just having the most fun in Florida.
Wait, first of all,
I can't wait.
let's answer the question first. Who was Tom Brady's first wife?
His first wife was Bridget Moynihan.
No, Catherine Moynihan.
No, that's no, incorrect.
It's Bridget.
It's 100%
it's Bridget. Why do I have Catherine written here? Right,
Catherine Schwarzenegger is Chris Pratt.
No, that's not who I'm talking about.
Well,
I don't know. All right,
there is no Catherine Moynihan.
All right. Where did I get that from? Hold on.
There's a Michelle Moynihan.
No, I mean, why would I write that down?
You don't have time.
Who knows? Number five, Parks and Rec is reunited for a scripted special on NBC next Thursday. Amy Poehler plays what lead character?
Oh, God, I don't know her name. Yeah, I don't know her name.
Well, both of you, Leslie Knope. You need to watch this because Leslie Knope, a.k.a. Amy Poehler, is the best. And yeah, you really should watch that.
I love Amy Poehler, but I don't know that name.
And going back to Tom Brady, he thought it was like one of the assistant coaches' houses. And then he walked in and it was just a stranger sitting on the couch. Who doesn't knock on a door? Like, what are you doing?
Well, you're Tom Brady. You're trying to walk in. I guess he had some duffel bags with him. I guess he had some TB12 material in there to give to his new boss, one of his new coaches. And, you know, he's just making himself at home. He's getting kicked out of parks down there. He's bringing Gronk to town. Now he's burglarizing. He's
all
Tom
right.
Brady.
Well,
he saw a mega mansion, and he figured it was his.
I guess he's...
Right.
Yeah, he owns all the mansions.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
All right, so Colleen, Raven ended up beating you this morning, even with that Bridget Moynihan, Catherine Moynihan, which I still have to Google right now and see what
no
it is.
I have no idea how that happened.
I'll figure it out. But we're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Sweet.
Thank you so much, Raven. I can't beat Raven, but we are such big fans. We are, me and my son, Joe, we think you're just the biggest celebrities. We're so
Aww,
oh, thank you so
really
much,
sweet.
Dear. You are so sweet.
All right, Colin,
no mercy, though. No
hold
mercy.
Hold on. We're going to get all your info so I can send you that t-shirt. Hold on.
Thank you.
Better luck next time.
Gaining weight? Yeah, me too. Dr. Danielle Zanzaroff from South Bay Wellness. It's Anna and Raven. How do we get rid of this weight? What should we be doing to limit the amount of weight we're gaining right now?
To get rid of weight, first of all, we always want to look at what's the root cause, what's the underlying things that are taking place that's causing us to gain weight, right? Now, we know with COVID-19 and everybody is in quarantine that the quarantine 15 is packing on, and a lot of that is because we've got these new eating habits that are developing. One of the first things to do is to be really mindful about what it is that you're eating. I have Dr. Z's ABCDs of mindful eating. A is to pay attention to your food. B is to take a breath before you eat your food, because we're usually in this state of stress, right? C is to chew and chew and chew and chew and chew. And D is to delay before your next bite, so that we can bring, you know, more attention to what it is that we're doing. We're home, we're bored, we're stressed out, we don't know what's happening. And so we use food as like this go-to comfort. And I think that's a lot of what people are experiencing. That, and then there's the idea that the world's going to end, and so we might as well enjoy everything that we can right now, except we're, you know, having our last dinner like every single night.
I deserve it. All the time. I tell myself all the time. I go, what if I'm going to look back and I'm going to think, why didn't I just eat the chocolate chip cookie when I wanted it?
When there's no more chocolate chip cookies available on the planet.
Right.
All right. I'll be sorry that I didn't have that extra scoop, that extra handful.
Yeah. I don't think they're leaving the toilet paper, though, you know?
Right. There's been no shortage of Chips Ahoy. Not at my house anyway.
I tell you what, if it does happen, doctor, I'm going to blame you.
For getting rid of the Chips Ahoy.
That's right. I'd be like, she told me I didn't need them. I would have definitely ate another sleeve of those.
Well, listen, what we really need to do is really focus on making sure that we're eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. And, you know, we don't want to do that just in terms of weight, but we also want to do that in keeping our immune system strong, right? Those who have the worst outcomes from the virus are those with underlying health conditions. And how do we get to the root cause of that? Well, we take a look at what it is that we're eating. You can see from the grocery store that there are plenty of fruits and vegetables still available. So making sure that we get those in becomes really important on so many different levels.
If you buy frozen vegetables, does it have less nutrients than if you buy fresh vegetables?
It really just depends. Did those fresh vegetables come over from China, or did those fresh vegetables just get picked freshly from somebody's, you know, garden or from a local farm? It just depends on how long that produce has been sitting there. But in general, the best option is to have something fresh. This is the perfect time. Everyone's home and bored to start growing a garden.
Yeah.
Right, get on that. I kill most things. I'm working on trying to grow my lawn, but yeah.
Maybe some eggplant would be a better bet. Maybe you might have more luck with a cucumber.
You think so? Yeah. I'll just redo the lawn with cucumbers then.
It's really good advice. Dr. Danielle Zanzaroff, she's the Director of Holistic Health Services at South Bay Wellness Center in Sayville. You can visit them online at southbaywellness.com. Danielle, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Stay safe and healthy.